One, the theme of this chapter they're dealing with, they got a new Pharaoh, and the key verse is verse 8, where it tells us there arose a new king over Egypt which knew not Joseph. And that, of course, is Pharaoh. And 22 verses, 457 words, all inspired by God at a 5.6 grade level just for this chapter. And we see them suffering persecution because of this new Pharaoh. Let's take and start reading about verse 15. Exodus chapter 1, verse 15 says, "And the king of Egypt spake unto the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said, when you do the office of a midwife, do the Hebrew women, and see them upon the stools. If it be a son, then you shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then she shall live. But the midwives feared God, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men's children alive." And it says in verse 19, "And the midwives said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women, for they are lively and are delivered ere the midwives come in unto them. Therefore God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast into the river, and every daughter you shall save alive." As we read this passage today and we see what was going on, there arose a new Pharaoh that didn't know Joseph and was not respectful towards the Hebrew people, and he ordered the death of all the males. And as you know, in the next chapter or so, you're going to see Moses come out as being one put in an ark made of bulrushes, and his mother puts him in the rivers to make him go down rivers to save his life, and in turn she saved an entire nation by that one act. And as we look at this today, I want to preach to you a special Mother's Day message that I know you women will get behind me on. It's called, "Who's Killing All the Babies?" Who's killing the babies? Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we do love you today, and we thank you, God, for letting us be here and be alive. And Lord, while we look into the Word of God today, God, that you'd touch our hearts and help us today, Lord God, by the Spirit's power. Lord, we pray Psalm 119, verse 18, "Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law." And I pray you'd help me to preach today, according to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, to preach the word, being sent in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And Lord, we thank you for everything you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray and for our sake. Amen. There is a question we got to ask ourselves, is when is it right to obey God and disobey men? Peter and the other apostles in Acts chapter 5 said we ought to obey God rather than men. That applies across every law that's in this country. Right. If it differs from the Bible, we go with the Bible.
That's right.
It's like people now have this thing about them. They think, well, since abortion's legal, then we can do it because it's the law says it's okay. Mm-hmm. Can I tell you there's some dumb laws in this country?
Yeah.
That one's obviously dumb. From what I understand, in Cherokee County, you can't beat your wife at the house, according to the law. You have to take her to the courthouse steps to do it. I want to see two or three of y'all try that this week. I mean, it's in the law. You can do it here, but you got to do it on the courthouse steps. I doubt, say, there's a man in here that would stoop that low to do something that dumb. But you can do it legally. That'll make it right.
That's right.
God says he hates alcohol, and he gives plenty of verses against drinking, but it's okay to drink according to the law, you can. That'll make it right. We ought to obey God rather than men. And people will try to hinder you from obeying the Lord. In 1 Samuel 15, we find David over there being hindered by people. People try to hinder you from obeying what God said do. Why do you think they show up at your house at 20 to 6 or on Wednesday night or 5 o'clock on Sunday afternoon?
Yeah.
So you can tell me, well, I had some people come over. I had to deal with them. No, you don't have to do that. We better obey God rather than man.
Right.
You got to realize even the best of people get used of the devil sometime.
Right.
But notice this today. Right in this Bible, look over to Exodus chapter 20. Hold your place here. We're going to come right back here and I'll show you this. Exodus chapter 20. In case you hadn't figured this out, this message is against abortion. I firmly stand on that position, and I have since the day I got saved.
Amen.
I didn't understand what was that in the Bible, but I'm fixing to show you all of it right here. Verse 13 of Exodus chapter 20, "Thou shalt not kill." There it is in print. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And those things right there, just in those, we have all four are broken when somebody goes to kill a baby. Every one of them things. If you allow the abortion, you're saying kill the baby. If you've done that because you've committed adultery, you've done it because you committed adultery. There's two. What are you stealing? You're stealing that kid's life. You're stealing, listen to this, you're stealing an opportunity to raise a child for the glory of God. And do not come to me after service and say, what about if they're handicapped and you find that out before you have the child? Come again. I've got 2.5 of those. Now listen to me very carefully. God said it's wrong. It's still wrong.
Right.
None of these commandments are ever done away with except in Christ on the cross. That's the only place you find forgiveness for any of these. Now if you look back over next to this chapter 1, I want to show you in the Bible where all this starts and stops at. First off, it starts with the ruling people in verse 15. The king of Egypt. Now, if you'll notice that, they're going to replace him with the word Pharaoh, so you know that Pharaoh means a king. You can't even look at the dictionary. The king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, which the name of the one was Shiphrah, and the name of the other Puah. And he said this, and he said, when you do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew women and see them upon the stools, if it be a son, then you shall kill him, but if it be a daughter, then she shall live. All of this starts with the ruling people. That's who always makes the laws on this stuff. And like the late President Reagan said, everybody that's for abortion has already been born.
Yep.
I've heard people whine and cry, why ain't they a cure for AIDS? You probably aborted the guy or the girl that was going to come along and give the cure for that thing. Well, why don't they cure cancer? We're spending millions of dollars. Well, they probably aborted the person that had the cure for cancer.
Yep.
And they probably lived in this country. Pharaoh was the ruler in Exodus chapter 2, and Herod in Matthew chapter 2 was the ruler that done the exact same thing because he wanted to kill Jesus as a baby.
Yep.
You know sweet little baby Jesus, they wanted to kill him too. Imagine if he's an adult and doing good, they wanted to kill him. As a baby, they wanted to kill him. And nowadays, we got these rulers, and I'll read you something I looked up and found myself. In 1972, New York was fighting the battle against abortion. Governor Nelson Rockefeller, 1972, was fighting for abortion. And in just 2 years, he'd be selected as a replacement vice president when Gerald Ford took the office of president. There's a Republican sitting in office in the second highest office in the land that's for abortion and fought for it. Not a Democrat, a Republican. Democrats are known for that, but Republicans have their hands dirty with it too. And it seems that Democrats on this day and age are leaders in this fight, but the silence from the Republicans on it is deafening in the argument. Stand up and say, don't be a talking head, do something.
Yep.
Listen, let's see your voting record where you voted on this thing.
Right.
Let's hear your speeches where you spoke out against it. Let's see your church attendance where you heard a hellfire damnation preacher preach against that thing.
Yep.
Or are you hiding in one of these liberal outfits when you do go, Mr. Politician? And I'm equal opportunity. I'm against both parties. Amen and amen. If you're not doing right, I'm against you. If you're not following the principles of God's word, I'm against you. And before you come up to me and say, now, doesn't a woman have a choice? It's her body, her rights. I got a question for you. What about that thing you had the baby with? He's got rights too. He ought to help you make the decision on that. And listen, there'll be two have to sign off on it before the thing's done. Oh, but we can't do that because, it's about pride. The reason why people have these things is not for, you know, what if the child's going to be born handicapped? What if the child's going to be born this way? And what if this? It's usually because you had a child with somebody you don't want nobody else to know you had that child with.
Uh-huh.
Thou shalt not commit what?
No.
Husband steps out on a wife, has a woman there on the side, she gets pregnant. He tells her, get an abortion, I'll pay for it. You the dummy been sleeping with a married man. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Well, he wasn't married. Well, you committing fornication then. God still says against that. Read Romans chapter 1 over a couple of times. Tell me where God's against that. Notice this. Thank the Lord for these 8 Republican governors right now, as of 2 weeks ago, made a stand against this. And some of them have signed laws in their state that's pushing towards against abortion. Listen to this. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster. How about this one? Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey. Montana Governor Greg Gianforte. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson. Louisiana Governor John Bell Edwards. Idaho Governor Brad Little. Thank God if he's a little in politics, at least he's on the right side of the thing. And Alabama Governor Kay Ivey. All them people have one thing in common. They're all card-carrying Republicans. Thank God for somebody saying, I'll put my name on it.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. I know that right now they're filing lawsuits against Mr. McMaster, but none of them live here. Go away.
That's right.
If you don't like how we run South Carolina or them other 7 states, if you don't like it, go to another state. We got 50
right.
altogether.
That's right.
Yeah. If there's something wrong in this country, you say, well, if we had this country and that was turned against, I'd leave. Please do.
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus still owes us from 5 years ago. Take a hike.
Yep.
And every NFL player that took a knee at that flag, you can go with her.
Right.
You like them open borders, you can go right into Mexico if you want to. Joe Biden said, hey, you can come and go as you please. Go ahead and go.
Yeah.
I know why you don't do it. Cold hard cash, you making money here. Now listen to this. It starts with the ruling people. If you look down at verse number 17, it stops with the medical people. But the midwives feared God. The fear of God helps us make right decisions. And it says, and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. When you find somebody that fears God, they won't take part in murder. And you find a medical person right now that's against abortion, don't do one. Stand up for what's right. And listen, it starts with them ruling crowd, but it can stop with the medical industry. Don't fund the crowd that's doing it and don't work their part-time either. I know people have all these reasons that, but I God is against that.
Yeah.
And you say, wait a minute, these are babies being born. How do you think they do these abortions? I'm not going to show you any grotesque pictures, nothing like that, but they wait until the head comes out. That's when they take the child's life. Come again. It's disgusting murder. And listen to this. If you can do that, I personally believe if I was over you in the medical industry, you would lose your license killing somebody. You know we got laws against that in this country, but when it comes to baby, it's okay. I think there's something bad wrong with that. Something very bad wrong with that. But see, it said the midwives feared God. And if you'll notice that in verse 20, therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. God honors their actions, and God will honor you as you follow Him. It was the fear of God that said, no, we're not going to do that. If the medical industry as a whole, every nurse I've ever talked to locally, the one that lives across the road, her sister, and others I've met over the years, I've never met a nurse in this county that's for abortion. None of them. We've had nurses visit this church before that come by from other states and things and ask them, what about abortion? That's murder. Everyone says the same, murder.
Yep.
And if every medical personnel believed like that, they'd quit all of it. They wouldn't have passed laws on it. Nobody would do it.
Yep.
They tell me, they say, well, I know this Christian that went out and they shot up an abortion clinic. Well, I don't know him. And I doubt the person that done that was a Christian too, just like I doubt that doctor that's able to do that's a Christian. So you're being judgmental. You're picking up on it.
Come on.
Notice this. It stops with the medical people. If they stop doing it, it stops.
Yep.
If the medical industry stood up to the government and said, we're not going to do it, there's nothing the government can do. They could suspend license or revoke privileges or whatever, but they wouldn't have nobody else performing it either. They'd realize, we can't fire everybody. Somebody's going to have an appendix operation for long. There won't be nobody there. What about in the case of this and the case of that? Let God worry about the details.
Yeah.
the medical people feared God. And you know what God did? They stood up for what's right, and God stood up for them. I want you to notice what they got there. They multiplied and waxed very mighty. See, God is getting together a nation here, but before he gets that nation together, he's got to have a nation to have. Pharaoh knew they couldn't do it without the men. That's why they're pushing all of you young boys now to be a sodomite now.
Yeah.
Discover your sexuality. I got news for you. God already determined that the day you was born.
That's right.
That ain't too hard to figure out.
Yep.
I couldn't deliver a baby, but I'm telling you, if I did, I could figure out the child's sex in about 2 seconds.
That's right.
Ma'am, you have a daughter. Ma'am, you have a son. Real quick. And this bunch, it says, we're going to let ours pick. They don't get to pick. It's already done. And by the way, the kids ain't the dummies you're doing. You parents that let them do that are the dummies.
Yep.
Listen to this. I don't care what you identify are. There's one sure way to identify what you really are.
Come on.
And listen, all these numbskulls that's telling you it's okay, listen, God's going to tie a millstone to them and chunk them in the river one day.
Right.
They're going to see the depths of the ocean from another perspective. I noticed there in that passage, it starts with the ruling people, it stops with the medical people, but it stays literally with the common people. If you look down at verse 21, it says, and it came to pass because the midwives feared God that he made them houses. How about that? God give them a house for standing up for what's right. You got a house? Stand up for what's right. God will give you one. And Pharaoh charged all his people, saying, every son that is born you shall cast in the river, and every daughter you shall save alive. It is ultimately you and I that makes the difference on this stuff. You and I. In America, we vote on politicians to go to office. Before you ever cast a vote on any of them, write them and ask them for what they truly believe. If they're local, sit down with them and ask them, what do you believe? A discussion came up about the mayor's race a while back. And I wanted to know what these people believe before I voted for them. They were being real public about their runs, so publicly I wrote on social media and asked one of them, where do you line up at? Do you know that 20 years ago when the former mayor was Henry Jolly, I asked him one question about what he believed. I said, are you a Democrat or a Republican? He said, a Democrat. I said, you cannot come speak in this pulpit. He wanted to come down here and politic. I wouldn't let him. You know why? He identified with a murderer and an adulterer.
Yeah.
You said, well, we heard about Clinton's adultery, but he committed murder. When he signed the bill in 1992 to put abortion back on, he did.
Mm-hmm.
You find Reagan and Bush taking it off the table and Clinton putting it back on the table. And we had a politician here that said, yeah, I'm okay with him. I'm not okay with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not okay with any of the successors either. If either you for it or you're against it. In this last little mayor's race, and I asked somebody what they believe, they'd gladly sat down and talk with me and blah, blah, blah. But we've not had that conversation yet. The one that would sit down and talk with me, I voted for him. He's against abortion, too, and he's a medical doctor. Against it. Not for it. Against it. We got to have some people start standing up for God in this place.
Yeah.
I don't care what the rest of the world does. Let's do it here. For if they don't know them do right, I'm going to try to do right.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you something. If you have parents that want to do right, you still need to do right, kids.
Yeah. Right.
And listen to this. I think it's very well to say that we need to practice what we preach here.
Yeah.
For instance, stay away from adultery.
Yeah.
You're sinning against God and your own body.
Amen.
The Bible says in Proverbs 6, you lack of understanding. You don't understand the thing. Why? Nobody's talking about it. I'd like to know when the last time any of these politicians are sat in front of a hellfire damnation preacher that actually preach against something and quit, and instead of how you can have a better day in you.
Yeah.
When I see somebody love Joel Osteen, I see somebody don't love God.
That's right.
So how can you tell? By what little bit they make of Jesus Christ is how they're known. Secondly, not only should not commit adultery, we should stay away from that, we should stay away from fornication. Don't be having sex before you get married either. It is a sin, S-I-N. It is against your own body, it's against God,
right.
Against Him.
Yep.
Jesus Christ died for these sins.
Right.
Listen, we ought to stay out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Notice number 3, we need to stay away from other men's wives.
Yep.
whether they local or on television. Or in magazines, or on websites, or whatever. And if you got a wife, you need to stay away from that and stay with her. You say, my wife's a hag. Well, you dummy, you married her. You love a person. It's hard to love a person when you're lusting after another. I go in some of these shops sometimes, and all these mechanics, they got a picture of some girl up there holding a Makita power tool, and I'm thinking, take that stuff down. Does your wife come in here? No. Because she did, first thing she said, you better take that down. That's why you glad you work in a plant where she don't have an ID in it. By the way, God already saw it. He said, take it down. In case you're so backslid you can't hear from God on his behalf, take it down.
Right.
So you're meddling. You got it. That's my job. I ain't even been to nobody's job over a year, so I can't tell you I've been to your job and seen it, but I'm sure somebody here is doing it. Stay away from places, TV shows, movies, books, and people that promote these sins.
Yeah.
That's 98% of everything on your DVD list. And your queue on Netflix and everything else, you need to stay away from this stuff. If it's causing you to do all these mental adulteries, Jesus said this is just as bad here as it is here. What will that cause? A lax belief in what God said, and you will give in to those things and go against what God said, and you will make this dumb statement. Well, God says all sins are equal. No, he doesn't. He never burned up an entire town and every inhabitant in it because of stealing paper clips. But he did because of people committing sodomy openly. And the Bible tells us over in Ezekiel the reason he done that. This is a big one here. It's not because they did it. It's because they allowed it and said it was okay.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've been on TV or something, or you saw somebody on TV say this, or even locally? Well, you love whoever you want to. That has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. Jesus didn't go for that stuff. I've heard this much say, well, it's not in the New Testament. It's in the New Testament. It's in Romans chapter 1. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. And in Revelation 21, where he says, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire. If a man lies on God, he is a
liar.
Boy, ain't 2 plus 2 4 good. That is the old math, not the new math. 2 plus 2 is not 5. I read the other day in California, these gifted students that get promoted on to college level classes at a young age, they're doing away with that and they're going to keep them back a grade if one of their classmates fails too. Y'all are doing that wrong. You're doing it bad wrong. Same crowd promotes abortion on demand. Now listen to me very carefully. If you are willing to do that, God's willing to call you out on it. Because one day you will die in those sins.
Right.
If you don't repent and turn to Jesus Christ, you will die in that shape. You will stand before God and give account for it in front of the whole universe.
Yeah.
Revelation chapter 20, when he says both the small and great stood before God, asked the little sins and the big sinners. You'll be standing there with Hitler, Mussolini, all the people. Emperor Hero, Hatu, all of them. You'll be standing there with Jeffrey Dahmer. You'll be standing there with John Wayne Gacy. You'll be standing there with all them. And you'll give account for what you did. Say, but I'm saved. Tell me how saved you are. Are saved people going to commit murder? I'm sure they could. But are you just making excuses for sin in your life? The cross looks at sin this way. It is condemning to go against God. God put the law here. And I'm going to tell you what people said about the law. It's a crazy thing. They said this, Exodus chapter 19, I believe here at verse number 8, God says, here's the law. We want a law. And all the people in Exodus 19, verse 8 said, as all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord hath spoken we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. Lord, if you just give us the law, we'll do right. How many of y'all seen the Ten Commandments somewhere this week? Courthouse, business, someplace like that. I got news for you. You broke all 10 of them.
Right.
They're there for a reason. They're not there so the owner of that business can say, you won't take them out of my business. They're there to take you to Christ. Christ in Matthew chapter 5 said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. He fulfilled it when he came here born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, and died an atoning death, and rose again the third day for our justification.
Yep.
When you accept Christ, you are not covered. It's done away with.
Right.
And because sin's done away with, you're now on His righteousness. He's justified you by His death and His burial and His resurrection. He's atoned for sins. Have you committed these sins we're talking about? Because the invitation today is not for mothers to quit doing this. It's for fathers to quit as well. You're an equal co-conspirator in the thing. Now listen to this. As we look at what's right, have you done right? Have you done right? Or just you go ahead and vote Democrat because that's Democrat. I got some stupid relatives that's over 70 years of age that vote Democrat because they're for the people. They've never been for the people.
That's right.
That's a lie they told back in the 20s.
Yeah.
Lyndon Johnson said, if I give them welfare, they'll vote for us the rest of their life. And boy, was he right. I've watched over the years good people get sucked in by lying politicians. Get out of their reach.
Yeah.
Jesus died for abortion sins. He died for that. Listen, He died and shed His blood to pay the price because you cannot pay the price for that yourself. Jesus died for it, and Jesus' blood can cleanse you from that sin. Not cover it, clean it completely out. The day I got saved, April 7, 1994, is the day I started being against this. So what happened before? I didn't care. I was lost. It wouldn't matter what I thought when I was lost. When I got saved, I was against it. And the very verse, thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Let's stand with every head bowed, every eye closed. Father, we love You.